Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 470 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are, of course, going to talk about the 11-0 Texas A&M Fighting Aggies. We're going to talk about rivalry week that's coming up. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin because that is a situation. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was our book club with author Sarah Damoff from The Bright Years. We got to talk to her. We got to talk about the book. It was fantastic. And as always, we would be so grateful if you would stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Our holiday gift guide is also up on Patreon. That's a free public post, and you can find a link to that in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We hope you have the happiest Thanksgiving with people you really love and who really love you. And here we go with episode 470. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, y'all just missed a 40-minute conversation.
Yeah, but that's what we do. We hadn't talked all weekend. And yeah. So we had to catch up on things.
Yes. We had to catch up on the real life, not podcasty parts of life. And Here we are. The Texas A&M Fighting Aggies are 11-0, headed into their rivalry game with Texas, just as we all thought it would be at the beginning of the season.
God, it was so nice to just watch the Samford game this weekend and just be breezy. You know what I mean? We're just like, it's all fine. Like, whatever. I was like decorating for Christmas and just watching football. And I thought, what is this? Just to enjoy and not be stressed and feel like, I know we're going to win this game. I mean, by the time it was over, I think, like I told you, we'd put in our fourth string quarterback. So it was like, this is so nice. But like, when I start to think about that Texas game on Friday, like, I can't really let myself think about it right now because I can't live this next week that amped up. That will be good for no one. Okay. It will be good for no one. But all I'm saying is, Lord Jesus, please let us go to Austin. I told Caroline last night, I was like, it's not even so much about, like, we have to win that game to go to the SEC championship. If we lose that game, then it's like we need Alabama to lose. It just becomes a whole thing.
Yes.
But
yes.
I saw
that little chart yesterday.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But I'm like, but it's more about the pride. It's about the state pride. It's about being able to, like, finish this season well. And anyway, we will see.
Yeah, you don't want to go 11-0 and then give the Longhorns the satisfaction that they're the one at the end of your season record.
That's so, exactly it.
Yes, yeah, I get
yes,
it.
That's
it's a deal. We have the Egg Bowl this Friday.
Yeah, which listen,
I know Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and if we win, we will be bowl eligible, which is what a dream come true. And can be a little bit of a spoiler in terms of Ole Miss's playoff hopes. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how everything pans out this next weekend. But we're playing in Starkville. And I told you earlier, I want to go, but Alex is doing a little house sitting this weekend, so he can't go. David doesn't do cowbells. And so I'm not going. But, man, I really do. I want to be there. I really do.
I know. Yeah. Well, when it's there, you know what I mean? Like, it was like last year when we played the Longhorns, I couldn't wait to be there. This year, you could not pay me to go to Austin. Like,
no.
I have no interest in being there for that game.
Oh, absolutely not. I've never been to Oxford for an Egg Bowl. Would not. Mm-mm. Like, why? Why would you do that? I don't understand. So.
No. But I just, you know, I hope we're ready. I hope that we... Listen, I was decorating for Christmas and I'd ordered those ornaments that I think I'd posted on my five favorites that are kind of different colors. And there were two that were burnt orange. And I was like, nope,
absolutely not.
The tree.
Absolutely not.
Not happening. Not happening. So
Well, I hope
anyway.
it goes well. I hope it goes well. I'm interested in the weekend for so many reasons. One, because this past weekend was sort of a subpar exercise in college football. There just
Oh,
weren't
it really was.
there weren't any really great games. There wasn't any, I mean, like Florida and Tennessee was probably the most promising matchup, and it ended up being not so much. I don't know. I can't. I never really connected with anything that was happening, other than the fact that, I was interested in A&M and Samford just because it was A&M and Samford. But this weekend is like, it's prime time. It's going to be good. So I'm very interested to see what happens this weekend on all the fronts. And I think that the State Ole Miss game, the stakes are a little bit more, or maybe not higher, but the story is a little bit more interesting because of all the drama that has happened over the course of the past week, in particular, with one Mr. Lane Kiffin.
One of my favorite things of the year is discovering Element. Here's the thing, Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar or other sketchy ingredients found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Element has made the biggest difference in how I feel and my energy level and when I'm working out because electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches and cramps and fatigue and brain fog and weakness, and none of us want those things. So I love Element because it's zero sugar electrolyte drink and sparkling electrolyte water that is born from the growing body of research that reveals that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times of government recommendations. So it is formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration, whether you are working out, whether you're a mom on the go, whether you're decorating for Christmas. I love it because the sparkling electrolyte water is like my favorite treat for myself at the end of the day. It's like a no-alcohol mocktail. It's so delicious. Lemonade salt is one of my favorite flavors, and it is now a permanent flavor. So it started as a seasonal drop, but now you can get it every time. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Again, that's drinklmnt.com/boo. You can try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order. No questions asked.
Listen, Lane Kiffin is never going to miss an opportunity to make something all about himself,
I'm telling
I feel
you what,
like.
He is doing the most right now. He and Jimmy Sexton, his agent, are like some sort of WWE tag team. I can't decide if this alleged interest in LSU and Florida is genuine, or if we're all just being played in some like elaborate chess game that none of us has to participate in. I don't know.
It's the million-dollar question because I can't figure out, because I'm like, if he has told Ole Miss essentially that he wants to leave, because that statement that they put out was the weirdest statement. Because I'm like, you're going, you still have a chance to play in the playoffs. You're going into a game against your biggest rival. Like, why would you either just say he gone or be like, or he's decided to, but I'm like, it feels like a bad breakup where it's just one of those things. Like nobody wants the guy that's like, I mean, I may still want to date you, but I need to see what else is out there. You know what I mean? Like,
he's Dan Mullen 2.0 in that regard.
Yes.
100%.
It just feels so slimy to me.
Yes.
And like, and I have liked Lane Kiffin this
me
year
too.
By and large.
Me too.
But I just think the way this is all transpiring just feels very slimy to me. And I feel like, listen, I don't, Ole Miss for me is no whatever. But it just feels like a fan base deserves better than that. I think it's hard to come. You have to think he's leaving because to me it's hard to come back from this.
I agree. I think if he's leave, if, well, if he's planning to stay, this was all a huge miscalculation.
Yeah.
Because all you've done is stir up a fan base that has felt incredible loyalty to you and that really has taken you in as one of their own.
Yeah.
And I also agree. I don't know that the Ole Miss AD should have come out and said anything, but the fact that he said we'll announce this the day after the Egg Bowl, I think if he were staying, you announce it before. Like you fire up that team, you get them ready to go play us and to go play potentially in the playoffs to know that this could be the biggest season that Ole Miss has had in some time. But now it feels like we're gonna have a talk next Saturday. You know, like we're gonna we need to talk. We just need to, you know, we just need to sort some things out on Saturday. And you have this like thing hanging over your head all week long because you know that this talk that's likely not good is coming on
And what are
Saturday.
your players? I mean, here's what I think. For the players, are they like, is he here? Is he leaving? Is he, I don't know. It
Is he
just
gonna
feels
take
like,
me if he goes?
yes, that's it. Like, does this change? I don't know. It just feels like it created so much confusion. It just feels super random. But I also feel like when you look at his coaching trajectory, I mean, has he ever, it just feels like there's just been a lot of confusion.
Self-sabotage.
Like that just, I don't know, it feels like he was finally in a place. And I don't know, I go back to LSU, I get it, it's a historic program, it's great, but I also think there's so much pressure there.
Oh, the stakes are so different. And I think honestly, most Ole Miss fans would agree with that, that the stakes are different in Baton Rouge than they are in Oxford. Not that they don't want to win in Oxford, but Oxford is also going to love like feeling like their coach is part of their community. You know, they're going to really they're going to be so happy to see their coach on the square. They're going to, you know, love that he goes and does hot yoga every morning. And like there's a community aspect that certainly LSU has, but LSU's expecting a national championship pretty quickly, you
Pretty
know?
quick.
And so I don't know. I if he does leave, I would just like to go on the record and say, sir, I disagree. You should absolutely stay put where you are. In my opinion, I have to watch my boundaries sometimes with Cole because I know that Cole is he has a certain he has a different level of information available to him than we do. And I mean, last night I really had to have a talk with myself because I had seen so much Kiffin stuff that I just wanted to text him and say, "What are you hearing? Like,
I
just
know.
please gossip with me about this." But that's not fair. Like, he's a professional. He's, you know, and but I am so curious to know on his side of things what they're hearing because it
No,
can't be
it's
quiet behind the scenes.
no. And wouldn't it be funny if Kiffin left and went to LSU? And what if Ole Miss decided to hire back Ed Orgeron,
Oh my gosh, I don't think they ever would.
or Hugh Freeze?
Oh, there's zero chance of that. I would be happy if they decided they wanted to hire Tommy Tuberville again, because then maybe he wouldn't run for governor. But nonetheless, I think they're probably done with all three of those people. So,
No, it's just a funny, like, because then there's the rumors that Dabo's been talking to Arkansas,
Yes.
and man, it's a weird year. And I feel like everything on the Florida front is really quiet.
Everything is so quiet. There's a rumor here, at least, that Kalen DeBoer's thinking about going to Penn State. Now, again, I'm just spreading idle gossip at this point, but that's a legit rumor that people are talking about is that DeBoer wants out, that he's not happy in Tuscaloosa. So, and that the big news is going to be, and again, this is all message board fodder, but the big news is actually that Kiffin's going to be at Alabama.
Well, I was going to say, and what if all of this is because Kiffin's waiting to see if that happens because he ultimately wants to go to Alabama? I mean, that would be the most shocking season ever.
That's it of the coach. That's right.
Listen.
I will say if Kiffin ends up at Alabama, I will give that a slow standing ovation. That will have been the best play at anything I have seen in some time. But again, I think that coaching seat's a little bit more comfortable in Oxford than it's going to be anywhere else.
Let me just tell you that what all of this makes me thankful for is for one, Coach Mike Elko and his extended contract and his wife with her purse full of Colts cash. I just.
Lord, may his Christmas stocking be full of many, many white dry fit hoodies.
Yes, grind. Give that man all the grind hoodies he wants. The end. This time of year is so busy. We are all checking things off our holiday list and thinking about our to-do list and all of the things that we have coming up. But we're going to blink and it's going to be a new year. We're going to have tax season coming up. And so it's kind of time for us to start thinking about some of the adult things that we need to do. Trust and Will turns estate planning from a when I have time task into a quick, straightforward process, ensuring that you're protecting your family's future today. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo and you can get 20% off their simple, secure, and expert-backed estate planning services. Here's the great thing about Trust and Will. It's designed by attorneys, but it's customized by you, so you can keep your family prepared and protected by managing your will or trust online. Each will or trust is state specific, it's legally valid, and customized to your needs. So this is your care wishes, nomination of guardians, final arrangements, power of attorney. I just read an article the other day, and you do not want this to be left up to the state. You want to ensure that your family and loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings so that the state doesn't decide what happens to your assets. Trust and Will is a simple step-by-step process. It guides you from start to finish. I have loved using this because it makes it so easy, and it's one of those things that you put off forever, and once you do it, you cannot put a price on the peace of mind. They have live customer support that's available through phone, chat, and email. Add some peace of mind to your future with Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo for 20% off. That's 20% off at trustandwill.com/bigboo.
My sister and my brother-in-law came over for dinner Friday night. It was Barry's birthday. And our friend Todd has been in town, and so we were all sitting around talking about all of it. And we were just like the endless flirtation Stan Mullen had with any program that was looking for a coach when he was in state. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of PTSD after that. Like, I really do feel for schools whose coaches aren't necessarily a sure thing for the next season, you know? So there's definitely something to be said for a Mike Elko who's just like, I'm here, I've signed an extension, I'm good.
And
you don't have to sweat it so much.
Yeah. Loyalty. What a concept. What a concept to just be loyal to a program, you know?
Yes.
It just feels like a lost art.
Well, in this very underwhelming past weekend, did you have any side eyes, any ICs, anything that popped up?
You know, to be honest, I really did not. I had football on. Like, I started with the Samford A&M game and I watched it. And then I had Arkansas, Texas on. But I don't know that I really was invested enough. I was decorating for Christmas, which is a whole other story. So I just feel like I wasn't as involved.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. So I don't know that I really have any this week. I did have some people complaining about the officiating at the Missouri Oklahoma game, but there again, yes, I did not watch that game, so I don't feel like I can speak into that.
Yeah, we had that game on. I wasn't paying super close attention to it. I didn't have a single side eye. I did have a couple of ICUs. One was just the ICU rivalry week down the road. Ooh, I'm really excited about that. I still wish that the Egg Bowl was being played on Thursday. I know it's not convenient, but man, it's fun when that game is on Thanksgiving Day. And then I will say, at Auburn, they played Mercer this past weekend. Deuce Knight was the quarterback, and he had an incredible game. He had an amazing game. It was kind of fun to see a quarterback at Auburn have such a well-rounded game, the passing, the running, the scrambling, the whole thing.
What a concept.
And then I'm going to give an ICU to something that has nothing to do with football, but it does have to do with A&M. Alex and Jackson went to – Jackson is Alex's roommate, if this is the first time you have listened to this podcast. Alex is my son, if this is the first time you have listened to this podcast. But they got up early Friday morning and drove to College Station. They actually had Melanie's tickets for the game, which was so sweet. They got to meet all your friends around your seat.
I got a selfie.
And so they went, though, Friday night after they got to College Station, they went to go see A&M play basketball against Manhattan.
Yes.
Because Bucky McMillan, who's your basketball coach, used to be the coach at Samford.
Yes.
And one of their fraternity brothers, a guy who graduated
the year before they pledged, works with the basketball team, and he had gotten them tickets. And he said, "Hey, afterwards, come down to the floor, and Bucky will come say hey." And he did, and we
Oh,
have the
that's
cutest
nice.
picture of Alex and his friends, along with a couple of A&M girls who photobombed him in the background, which I so appreciate,
Yes.
with Bucky. And I just thought that was so sweet. I know it was not a conference game or anything like that, but he is an SEC basketball coach. He has a lot to do. He has a
Yes.
stressful job. It was really sweet of him to come visit with them after the game, and just so tickled that we have a picture of that. And Alex has said, though, I wanted to be sure to tell you this. There were two things he said about the weekend that I wanted to be sure to tell you.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Okay. Well, oh, also, everybody, Alex, not planned, ran into Gully while he was in
Yes.
College Station. Late Friday night, I get a picture of Gully and Alex in the chicken. So that was fun. But the first thing is that he says now that he has been to Kyle Field, he said like he has a goal now. He has to go back for a 6 o'clock game.
Oh, 100% he
He was like,
does.
I got, he's like, it was loud, but I know it can, I know it's louder at night. And I want to see the lights. And so that is like a legitimate goal he has. So my thought is probably the next time State plays in College Station, we'll for sure go. Because he's like, if it's a night game, but he's like, I want to see Kyle Field at night. And then yesterday when I picked him up at the airport, he had on shorts and a t-shirt, and we were going to the 5 o'clock service at church. And so I said, essentially, like, and it doesn't matter what you wear, but I was like, so you're wearing those shorts? And he's like, he said, yeah, these are my bar shorts. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Your bar shorts. He's like, so if you got to have shorts, you wear to the bar. He said, these are the shorts I wore to the chicken. And they went to a couple of other places too. And he's like, so I'm just going to wear my bar shorts to church. And I was like, all right, listen, that's a good place to wear them, I think. So I'd never heard of bar shorts, but apparently it's your in-between shorts that are, they're good enough to go out in, but not so good that if something gets spilled on them, you'll be sad about it. So,
Well, that feels right. That feels like a college thing to have bar shorts. I
Bar
feel like
shorts.
that fits. I would say Caroline would say she has bar shoes. Like she's real particular about the shoes that she wears. Like she won't wear her good boots out because she's like, I just don't want to get stuff spilled on them. Like if it's muddy, if the floor's gross, whatever. So I think, it's like they're taking care of their business,
They really are. Also,
So.
Alex and Jackson and Jackson's his best friend from high school is a guy named Zach. And that's who they were staying with while they were in College Station. And they went to a place called Lane's. Do you know about
Oh
Lane's?
yeah, Lane's chicken fingers.
Well, I heard a lot about Lane's on the way home from the airport. Alex apparently got some spicy chicken tender sandwich with some sort of jalapeno ranch. I mean, he was really like, so if the next time you go back, you've really got to go to Lane's. And I thought, oh yeah, because Melanie and I always go to a place that serves chicken tenders.
Yes, that's why you've never heard me talk about Lane's.
That's always a go-to, but he was real carried away with it.
No, there's a whole debate on what's better because Lane's is originally, it's a College Station original. So people are like Lane's or Cane's. And for me, I'm like neither. You know what I'm saying? Like neither one is where I'm going to go necessarily. Lane's, I used to like in college. I mean, I thought it was good. And I do like a chicken tender sometimes, but it just goes into, I'm pretty much a Chick-fil-A thin nugget person, and that's about it.
Or the
So.
Popeyes tenders.
Well, yes, I'll do the Popeyes tenders, but even those, if you get one that's a little too thick, Cane's tenders are way too thick. They put the chicken in chickeny, like
It should be their slogan.
call me, Cane's, call me. I'll sell you that. We
Let me
put the
know.
chicken in chickeny. This holiday season, you can give the gift that truly matters, health. Here's the thing, our homes are more than just a place. It's where our family gathers and grows and thrives, and Branch Basics believes that creating a safe and healthy home is one of the most important things you can do for the people you love. Over the last year, I have switched out all of my traditional cleaning products for Branch Basics because I love knowing that I am making a healthy choice. I'm getting rid of toxic fragrances, harsh disinfectants, products that irritate skin, that can disrupt your hormones, and even pollute the air inside your home without realizing it. These have caused respiratory issues, headaches, long-term health risks, but here's the good news. Branch Basics believes that health should never be compromised by the products you use to clean your home, and that's why they've been on a mission to educate families about hidden dangers and provide a better, safer alternative. So I got the Branch Basics Starter Kit. It's a powerful plant and mineral-based solution that's designed to clean every room in your home from top to bottom without harmful chemicals. With just one concentrate, you can use it for everything: kitchen counters, bathroom tile, laundry, even washing your produce and makeup brushes. How about that? And because it's a refill system, each bottle comes out to just $2.13, which makes clean living surprisingly affordable. I have loved making this swap. I love how well these products clean, and I love that I'm not having to keep up with a bunch of different products for the kitchen and for the bathroom. It's just one easy model. Once you run out, all you need to do is restock the concentrate and the oxygen boost, and the kits make for the perfect holiday gift, helping your loved ones create a clean, healthy home. Get yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, the gift of clean with Branch Basics. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 15% off and free shipping on their premium starter pack when you use code BIGBOO at branchbasics.com/BIGBOO. That's 15% off your order at branchbasics.com/BIGBOO with promo code BIGBOO. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Get Branch Basics this holiday season because cleanliness matters.
Well, I'm so glad that they had a good time. It was funny because Gully had texted me because she was going to the game this weekend, and Jackson, her son, her oldest son, and his girlfriend were going. So they were all going to go to the chicken on Friday night. And so she had texted me Friday about 8:00. And she was like, am I going to see Alex Hudson at the chicken? And I was like, you might. I was like, it felt like, because I knew that I said, they're going to the basketball game. I felt like they would end up at Northgate, just because if you're in College Station, why would you not end up in Northgate? So yeah, so that was, so they did end up running into each other, which just was so funny to me.
So funny. So. And Alex, apparently, he sent me a picture last night. He was like, hey, this is what they call a tall beer at the chicken.
Oh.
And he, it was a tall beer in like an A&M glass. And he said it was $10, which I thought was kind of pricey, but I thought, well, you know, went in College Station, whatever. And he had just gotten his tall beer when he ran into Gully.
Okay. So, all right. Well, anyway. Listen, what a time. I was impressed that they were out, because had I been there when there's an 11 a.m. game the next day, I'm like, I can't do anything. I've got to go to bed because I'm going to have to get up at the crack of dawn.
Well,
you know?
they stayed out apparently until about 1:30. Again, they went to multiple locations.
Yes.
But then they got up. They were up early because they texted, because Alex couldn't remember. You had told me like that I needed to make sure they had a parking pass, which we had done to park in a parking garage. But then Alex couldn't remember if I had given him the actual, like, you know, information or not. And so they were up early, and they packed a lot in to their barely 48 hours in Texas. So.
Well, they were in their seats because I got a text from him at like before 10 a.m.
Yes.
And he was like, these seats are immaculate. He was like, the view, it's 66 degrees. We're in the shade. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, one thing I feel like hopefully I have instilled in him is you always get into the game in time for warmups. You can really read a vibe at warmups. So.
Yeah. Well, and I like all the pregame stuff and everything. Like, I always like to get in my seats early. I laughed because when he sent me the view from my seats, I was like, I do love those seats. But I laughed because like 2 weekends ago, or when I was there for the South Carolina game, I posted the band and stuff from my seats. And a couple of people messaged me and they were like, it feels like you should have better seats than these.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, first of all, sure, I'll sell a kidney and get better seats.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And the other thing is, I was like, I love my seats. I love who I sit next to. I love that I'm in the shade even for an 11 a.m. game. I have a great view of the field. I mean, now listen, do I have to do a cardio workout all off season to be able to get up and down to my seats as many times as I need to? Yes. But I don't think I would change even if I could.
Oh, no. I mean, he went on and on about those seats. He also went on and on about the band. And And he, because he was texting Caroline apparently during the halftime show, and Caroline said, "Hey, do you know that what they do, you can't even draw it out on paper? Like, it's just like it's like a mathematical impossibility the way that they do it. But they, if you do it in person, you can't." Anyway, it blew his mind. He just thought it was fantastic. So
yeah, and he had a Ben's pretzel because he did text me and say this pretzel is delicious. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he got I got real tickled because Caroline did not go to the game because she was like, I'm done. I don't want to get up at 11 and go to Samford. So she was home watching the game, but she told me when she got home last night, she said that she was texting Alex and was like, "Hey, you got to clock that four-way cross that the band is going to do," because
he did. He took it to heart. He took it to heart. So you decorated for Christmas this past weekend.
Listen, I'm going to tell you that there was a moment I decorated within an inch of my life. And there was a moment that I was hanging this new garland that I bought last year around the front door. And it was so heavy. And I was trying to figure out how to hang it. And Perry has not been home. He was hunting all weekend. So first of all, he's going to come home and let me know that I probably hung it all wrong. Mm-hmm. But I was in the process of trying to wrestle this garland with zip ties and nails and all kinds of stuff. And I thought, well, it's a good thing that baby Jesus came to save us because I need salvation. Like,
that's right.
I need salvation for the thoughts that are in my head and the way that I'm ready to just throw this garland in the street and let somebody run over it. Like, I could not.
That's right. Some fresh gratitude for the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I bought a little small tree off of Amazon. We are not doing a real tree this year. We didn't do one last year. I feel like now I've been kind of set free from the real tree.
Welcome.
And it feels liberating, honestly. And so I got this really, but in our living room last year, we didn't have a tree because it's just with the new furniture that we got, it's just, there's not really a place, but I found this nice little thin kind of Charlie Brownish tree that's pre-lit. And so I put it in the corner of the living room and I decorated that. I decorated my mantle. The amount of times I looked at Pinterest. And so I did subtle in the living room. And then in the dining room, I put my other fake tree, which is flocked, and I did it multicolor. And so, as Caroline said last night, she's like, "This has a lot going on." Because it's like, she was like, "This is your personality," because it is every color, every pattern.
Yeah.
I got all these multicolored candles to put on my dining room table. I did garland. But anyway, I did that Friday. I worked on it Saturday. I worked on it again yesterday. And when Caroline got home yesterday, she was like talking to me and telling me about something. She was like, "You seem distracted. What's going on?" And I was like, "I'm just trying to decide how many more ribbons I need on that chandelier."
That is relatable. Mm-hmm. I will say that is relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I feel great about it. I love being decorated this early. Like, I've never been decorated for Christmas before Thanksgiving. And I have to say, I'm a big fan. I'm so happy. It's so festive and it feels like it gives me more time to enjoy it.
That's it.
So I love it. And it feels like now I don't have to think about doing it after Thanksgiving. Like, it's done. This year, I am really trying to be intentional about getting Christmas gifts that people will actually use and love. And so one of the things that I have loved and I've given in the past is StoryWorth. This is a way to capture family stories for future generations before they're forgotten. And it's a gift that keeps giving long after the holidays are over. I cannot recommend StoryWorth memoirs enough for your loved ones this holiday season. It might sound a little intimidating, but it's so easy. They'll love it. It's a gift they won't see coming. And it makes them feel truly special because don't we all want to feel seen and known? And then it becomes a gift for you too. So each week what happens is StoryWorth emails a loved one a memory provoking question that you get to choose. These are questions like, what were your favorite toys as a child? Or what are you most proud of? And so your loved one responds to that email with a story. They can either write it over email or they can record it over the phone for StoryWorth to transcribe. So it's super easy with no apps or passwords required, so you don't have to worry about people being tech savvy. And then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. These photos are printed in vibrant color, and this year they added a bunch of new features to make storytelling even easier with personalized questions and magic editor. Meanwhile, their magic layout and new book designs make finished books and especially photos look even more beautiful. Plus, they've just rolled out Spanish language support. Here's what hasn't changed: customers' love for StoryWorth. They've printed over 1 million books and preserved 35 million stories Missouri since their founding 13 years ago. They have over 48,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. You will love this gift. It's the perfect gift for that person that's hard to buy for and for the people that you love most. Give your loved ones a unique keepsake that you'll cherish all for years. Storyworth Memoirs. Right now, save $10 or more during their holiday sale when you go to storyworth.com/bigboo. That's storyworth.com/bigboo to save $10 or more on your order.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel great about it. Yes. I feel great about it.
Well,
so
we got all the trees out yesterday. I had gotten all the ornaments and garland. I've gotten everything out. It's all in the living room. But I've got to, what I'm going to do starting this afternoon is I'm going to start to decorate a little bit. So, and honestly, like there were trees that came out of our storage room yesterday. And I looked at David and I said, I have absolutely no recollection of where this goes. When did we get this? Because last year we had trees everywhere. I do remember we had trees everywhere. And we got a tree for what we call Jackson's room. And then we had a tree for Alex's room. And then there were a couple other mystery trees. But our foyer tree that I love, which is like this little skinny, it's like a cashmere tree. So it has different kinds of branches on it. It's real full. Mm-hmm. And I put all my favorite glass ornaments on it. But the lights in the center section went out. So I had to order another tree for the foyer. Because, you know, these trees with pre-lit lights, if you try to add lights, they're the wrong tone. Yes. And it's just a thing.
They blink different. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So I have ordered another tree that's going to be here today. But I'm going to try to get us fully decorated by end of day tomorrow. I hope I'm ready to go because I do love to have it done. And I really love having it done before Thanksgiving. So I'm actually a week behind of when I did it last year. But I'm happy that I'm at least set up to really get into it today. So it'll be good. I'm excited about it.
I was super happy to do it. And it was funny because then I also, when I was like looking at my mantle, when I opened up, because I keep a lot of our Christmas stuff in these built-ins in our living room, and I opened it up and I was like, what are these boxes? And apparently I also ordered some new indoor garland from last year.
Yes.
It came with like gold ribbon and bells. I have no memory of ordering that. And I kept, and then I was like, how was this? Because it came with a lot of gold velvet ribbon. And so I was like, how is this? Oh, listen, we have a siren coming down the street.
It's okay. It's fine.
What is happening? It's a fire truck.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. You know, the fire truck, it's there at the top of the street. So it's not like it's anyway. But it came with so much gold ribbon and like all these bells. And I was like, how is this supposed to be done? I don't remember where I ordered it from. Like I was like Googling like Crate and Barrel, gold velvet garland, whatever. I can't find it. I don't know where it came from. I have no recollection of ordering it.
Yeah. I pulled some stuff out of the closet where we store all our Christmas decorations the other day. And including one full, like complete box of clearly new Christmas balls. And I thought, I don't know where these came from. I don't know. I don't know why I got them. I don't know where they're supposed to go. But anyway, we're just going to take what we have and use it as best we can. So Todd's been here all weekend. And so I hated to kind of, I felt like I was creating a mess by getting it all out while he was here, but he doesn't care. And you know, it'll be nice to check that off the list.
Yeah, no, I feel real good about it. So I do still need to add some ribbon to my chandelier. That's what I'm going to do after today. But I'd ordered all this multicolored velvet ribbon off of Amazon. And so I wanted it to be a little straighter. So I was also, Caroline was like, what you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm flat ironing. I just got my flat iron for my hair and I was flat ironing the ribbon, which I'm going to say worked like a charm, but I still have more strands I need to do add it.
It's really nice when our particular brand of obsessiveness crosses over into something other people get to bear witness to, isn't it?
It's the
strangest places where both of us will really dial in to something needing to be just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the most random. And, you know, Caroline's been telling me based on Instagram that I'm a type C personality.
Yes,
and now that
yes.
I've watched a lot of reels, I'm like, oh, I am a type C. But I told her as she was watching me flat iron this ribbon, I said, you have missed a whole weekend if I've never been more type C. And I said, because the way I have gone back and forth, and I said, meticulously, I said, to where I start, and I'm like, oh, I need to hang these bells over the garland on the window. And then I'm like, but wait, the lights on the mantle. And I said, like, it's just been chaos.
I so relate to it, but it's such a relief in a way to have space and time to fully indulge that side of your personality, don't you think? Like nobody watching you, nobody trying to figure out if there's a method to the madness. Like, just let the madness roll. Just let it go.
I thought about it because Friday night I was in the midst of it and I had everything. I got everything out, the new garland, and I just spread everything out in the living room and the dining room because I was like, I just need to assess what I
I need to
have.
see it. I
I
gotta
need,
see it.
because I was like, I haven't done this configuration before. Like, I had the new tree, so I was like, how am I going to do the tree? And then I had bought this new garland from Magnolia Home and I was like looking all around it. And so I just spread it all out and I had Gilmore Girls on. Is the perfect background thing. And I thought if Perry were home, he would have so many questions right now. Like the questions would have sent me over the edge. Like, well, what is that? Well, what are you going to do with this? Well, maybe what you need to do is, and I thought just for me to be able to sort it out. And like I started garland on one tree and I was like, this isn't right. This isn't what I want to do. And so I took it off and I was like, just to have the freedom to just obsess about minutia was so
Yes, I feel that so
exhilarating.
deeply. I cannot even tell you. Like, I really, really am so glad that you had a chance for that sort of just chaotic indulgence. It really makes me happy.
It was delightful. So what are y'all doing for Thanksgiving?
We are going to my sister's. I'm cooking half the food. She's cooking half the food. I'm going to pick up a honey baked ham. David and I had an epiphany a couple of weeks ago that we don't really give a rip about meat at Thanksgiving. Like, even
Yeah,
he's like,
no.
we don't want turkey. I don't, but we love the sides. And
Oh,
so I
yeah.
was like, well, then why don't I just pick up a honey baked ham? Because like Alex loves that. Barry loves that. My daddy loves that. Like that'll be great. And then I'm gonna cook. I think my sister's doing the asparagus casserole that my aunt Choxa used to make, which just feels like Thanksgiving to me. And then she's doing that and sweet potatoes. And then I'm doing turnip greens, butter beans, squash casserole, and I'm doing dressing. And so anyway, so I'll do those some point in the next couple of days. And I get real excited. Dressing is one of my favorite things to make because it makes me feel like a scientist a little bit. Not that I've ever wanted to be a scientist, but you do have to get it just right. And so it's a lot of tasting and re-seasoning, and I don't know, I just love making it. So I'll make that stuff, and then I'm gonna make a coconut cake because my daddy really loves anything coconut, and so I don't really care for coconut, but it won't be a bad thing for me not to care about the dessert. So I'm gonna do that, and then we'll go over there and have lunch. We have gone for a lot of years. We have gone to the country club that's in our neighborhood. But last year we went, like, if we go right at 11, it's great. But last year we didn't go until later because we were waiting for my brother to come in from Charleston. And I here's what I discovered about myself, because they set up like this gorgeous buffet at the country club. But what I discovered about myself last year is I am uninterested in a buffet that has already been ravaged.
Oh, no. Nope.
Like when the big, gorgeous charcuterie has stuff missing from it and things have fallen over into other, I had like a visceral reaction last year where I was like, oh, I don't want this. I don't know. It just wasn't a vibe I was interested in.
No,
So
listen, who are you talking
I
to? You
know.
th I mean that just I don't want to eat food that other people have perused. Like, I
It was
just
different when we were like the first people to go through, when we ate at 11. So since we will probably not eat until early afternoon, it just felt like, you know what, let us prepare our own dishes and take them up to Suzanne. So it'll be great.
That'll be good. That'll be great. Well, we're having Mimi and Bops are coming So it'll just be Perry Caroline, me, Mimi Bops, all of the ribbon on my chandelier that will be nicely ironed.
Yes, flat ironed.
And yes. And so, you know, we don't do turkey because, you know, I'm opposed to turkey in all forms. It's a big, dumb, dry bird. Nobody does it well. It is not good. Don't send me your turkey recipe. It's not good. So we do quail and Perry'll grill quail. And then he's started his own Thanksgiving tradition where he also likes to go get lobster.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He goes on.
Perry Shankle. Listen.
Bringing in the lobster.
He goes the day before and he gets like a lobster. He gets some warm water and some cold water. And he loves to talk to the guy at the seafood counter at HEB about the different lobsters that are in.
Yes. Oh, as he would. Yes.
Yes. To get the information. So he will do that. And then I will do dressing and broccoli rice casserole and green beans and rolls and cranberry. And, of course, the chocolate icebox pudding, which I already have ladyfingers frozen that I'm going to thaw out in my freezer so I don't have to look for ladyfingers. And then I will do a pecan pie for my dad.
Okay. All right. Well done.
Yeah. So I feel good about it. We'll probably eat. We're like kind of 12:30 to 1-ish eaters, if I had to guess, on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's it. And then for the game Friday night, we had talked about we'd had some friends that talked about us all watching it together. But I just, the closer we get, I feel like I'm going to need to be in a very small space and I'm not going to be in a place to socialize.
Okay.
Is how I feel. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll feel differently by Friday, but that's currently that's where I am right now.
Well, so what are the plans for that, for watching the game?
I mean, as of now, just the three Shankles here at the house.
Okay.
I mean, just, and I was even thinking, I was like, we're going to have to figure out our food, like whether we're eating leftovers or whatever, because I can't be thinking about dinner preparation. That all needs to be finished before kickoff. Like, we need to be done. So I don't know. I'm just real nervous about it.
I'm so sorry. It's a lot. It's going to be a lot. But
I just wish they had never joined our dumb conference.
Well,
you know, I just wish
that. Yeah,
they
yeah.
would have just stayed in their own lane in the Big 12. I don't know why they had to come over here and ruin it. I just, for so many years, I didn't have to live with this stress. And now here it is back. And I'm just not interested in
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry. Blessings.
Well, it's fine. It is Blessings. What it is. Greg Sankey didn't call me. I'll tell you that.
Well, he should have. He absolutely should have.
He should have. He totally should have. So anyway, that's it. So is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and man, is this ever a utilitarian grouping of favorites. There's not a fancy thing in the mix, but we're going to get into it. So the first thing is, I can't remember where I saw this product mentioned for the first time. It was bound to have been on TikTok, but it is called the Arborian CC Red Correct Cream.
Okay.
And this is a Korean brand, and it just reduces the redness in your skin. It's green, and you put, like, it comes out of the tube green, and you put it on your face. And so, you know, redness is really the main thing I need coverage for on my face. And I love this stuff. It is like the lightest layer. I don't put foundation on top of it or anything. Like, if I just want to do quick makeup, I put this cream on. It's a CC cream. I put this cream on, let it dry, and then I put a little bit of powder on, and then I do my other stuff. But I think it's also a great primer if you have like a serum or a foundation that you want to put on top of it.
Okay.
But like, as a fair skinned person who has redness, this is to me like the most perfect lightweight little thing to be able to put on. So I love it. It doesn't.
Okay.
My skin has really adjusted to it well. I haven't had any kind of reaction to it or anything like that. But I will buy this again and again. So that's
okay,
my first.
That's
thing.
Good to know. Okay, I'm going to keep this in mind because I too sometimes tend to be a little red.
Yes, and so it's just nice to have something that just addresses that. And you can like I can look at my face face in the mirror and I can put the CC cream on one side of my face and I'm like, oh yeah, it totally minimizes the redness because I see the
Wow.
redness on the other side. So
Okay.
the second thing that I have is a new to me product, but it's a kitchen product and I love it. This is one of Ree's products at Walmart. It's an olive wood turner. It's like a wooden spatula almost. Let me tell you something. If you are making
Oh.
a soup or a stew and you need to get in there and you need to stir, but you also want to make sure you scrape everything off the bottom to get all those good flavorful bits, this thing's a champion. Nothing is going to stick to the bottom of your pot on this wa on its watch, but it's beautiful and it's
Okay.
kind of heavy, like it's substantial. It's not lightweight. I wash it by hand because it is olive wood. And you could also, like, if you wanted to, you could treat it with some mineral oil or whatever. But I love it in my big thing of wooden spoons that I have in my kitchen. But I really, really love it. This would be a great gift to take if you were going to somebody's house for Christmas. Put a bow around it and hand it off. And I haven't seen anything like it, but I love it a lot.
No, I
So.
really like that. And you know, she's also got some really cute little scalloped cutting boards, olive wood cutting
Yes,
boards.
they're so cute.
And they're so cute. That would be a great little gift for somebody for Christmas, I feel
Yes.
like.
And this olive wood turner, like I have an olive wood spoonula that I think I got, I think maybe Bree McCoy gave it to me. But this, I mean, I think the olive wood kitchen utensils are so nice. And this one is $7.47. So it's very affordable and it's a great utilitarian piece if you like to cook. So yay for that. The third thing is another product I saw it on TikTok and another Korean skincare product. But you know, I have been a Sunday Riley loyalist forever. I've also tried and really liked the Dew, and I don't know how to DIEUX moisturizer. But I saw something about this. It's the COSRX Ceramide Skin Barrier Moisturizer, and it has hyaluronic acid and panthenol for all skin types. But it's very inexpensive compared to high-end moisturizers, and I love it. I love it. Like when I wash my face at night and I put this on, I still feel like my face is so moisturized the next morning. And like I've just gotten to where I wear this all the time. It has no scent at all, but it is such a good, potent, inexpensive, but effective moisturizer.
Oh, I'm
So
adding this to cart right now. I'm a sucker for a good moisturizer,
I
especially this
love
time of
it.
year.
And I just it doesn't take much. I just squeeze a little bit in my hand, rub my hands together, and pat it on my face. And it's really, really like to me, every time I use it, I'm like, this is surprisingly good. So it doesn't have, it has kind of a thicker texture. It doesn't have a whip texture at all, but that's exactly what I want this time of year. I want something that feels a little thicker, a little longer lasting, and it also is great under makeup. So big fan of that. And then my next item, this is a kind of a nerdy little thing, but I have been cooking a ton, and I have found myself, you know, I like to taste and season as I go, and I will run through all my kitchen spoons, you know, in an afternoon. So I ordered myself these wooden, they're little soup spoons, but I've put them in a little container by my stove, and I'm using them as tasting spoons. I got 2 packs of them. But they're so cute,
They are
and
cute.
yeah, aren't they cute? And like, and I just love being able to grab one and taste whatever I'm making at the time. You know, I'm currently on a quest to make my grandmother's apple turnovers the way that she did, and so like I have to taste the apples a lot. And anyway, they're fantastic, and I'm like, why did I wait so long to have tasting spoons in my kitchen? I cook all the time. Like,
That's
why have I
super
not done
smart.
that?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah. And then the last thing, let me just say, we have been in a situation where David's had some stuff going on with his eyes, right? And they're finally better. They're finally better. And by the way, if anybody needs a good ophthalmologist in Birmingham, I have a recommendation. But his eyes are still very dry, and so they've got to work to try to address the dry eye situation. Because his eyes are so dry, He can't wear a CPAP machine at night because it just blows air, like up at your
Oh,
face the
yeah.
whole time, and so it dries his eyes out even more. So that's created a situation for me, right? Because sometimes people snore, and I know that I
Yeah.
can snore also, but and I won't get into the particulars of this, but I found myself wanting a solution for myself that would just
Yes.
help me to sleep a little bit better, and that is why I would like to mention, as the fifth of my five favorites today, a sleep headband with Bluetooth headphones. What you do
Oh.
with this, Melanie,
Yes, tell me.
it's very soft, and you wrap it around your head, and you can connect it to your phone for the so that the sound, the noise app, whatever you use for noise at night, if you do such a thing, which I do. So you've got headphones that don't go into your ears, but just cover your ears so that you have that sound going into your ears, maybe louder than any potential snoring that is happening next to you. So anyway, you can adjust the volume. You just recharge these with a little USB thing that you can plug into whatever charger brick you have. And it's helpful. It's helpful in a situation, where you just might need to block out some things for the sake of your personal sleep. So,
Yes, okay.
because I've tried to like put my AirPods in and do the noise app through that, but I don't like that feeling, and my AirPods hurt my ears if I,
Yeah.
and so this is the speakers are built in on the sides of the little mask, and
Oh, well,
it's
isn't
a,
that fascinating?
I mean,
Okay.
we think of everything, right?
Yeah, listen, we can do it all now.
So, anyway, it's the Music Cozy brand, which is renowned by sound aficionados worldwide. So, as
Oh,
you
well, then what more could you want?
what more could you want? So, anyway, those are my five favorites for the week.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for those five favorites. I
You're
think
very
that's great.
welcome.
I think some of these could make great Christmas gifts because aren't we all looking for some good Christmas gift ideas, you know?
We really
So,
are. We really
yeah,
are.
I know. Tis the season. Tis
Tis
the
the
season.
season, everyone.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And y'all, we will well, I guess we'll already have had Patreon Book Club by the time this comes out, so never mind.
Certainly we will. We will have had Patreon Book Club, and we're very excited because we will have had the author of the book we're reading with us. So it's
Yeah,
fantastic.
I know. It'll be great. Well, y'all, we will see you on the other side of Rivalry Week. We will know a lot more about a lot of things. I will either be packing for Atlanta or I won't.
That's right.
So,
That's right. Blessings and peace to you, regardless of what that looks like on the other side.
that's right. That's right. It's been a magical year, no matter what. So, we'll know more about Lane Kiffin. We'll know more about the Egg Bowl. We'll know more about A&M in Texas.
That's
So,
right.
stay tuned for that.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.